I know that's one of the band's favorite songs to perform, so I think they're going to wait till later in the set to do it, you know.
Or encore? Like, how do you choose encore?
I've got it all figured out.
Oh, you do?
So we had Slide Away from Definitely Maybe, Wonderwall off What's the Story, Morning Glory. Yes, I do think they're going to play it earlier than people think. And because I think they need to play one that's just, especially in America, they have to play one like that, because otherwise it's going to be deeper cuts for most people and then all everything at the end. So I think Wonderwall definitely will show up earlier. It used to, too. I mean, it used to show up earlier in the set, too. And then Supersonic, which is one of their favorites. And the reason I have it there is, I think we're at 12 songs, something like that. And I do think that in the past, they would play as a band for a long time, and then Liam would leave the stage for maybe like two or three songs, and then he'd come back for the encore. I think he's going to have to take a break earlier because of his voice.
So I think
that he's going to pound out some of those songs in the first hour, and right about now he's going to take a break. So that's what the next block's going to be. But you're listening to ES Beats here on RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. Please go to the website if you're listening on the app or on TuneIn Radio, however you listen to us. Go to the website and go to that homepage, and there's so many great shows you can check out every day of the week. And there's openings available. There's instructions on the website for you to like.
And you don't have to live in SF to do it.
You don't.
No, nope.
You absolutely
do
not.
Remote.
Yeah, DJ Sully's been doing a lot of remotes on his travels, especially down in Vegas. He'll do it from the confines of the home down there, and it's been great. You would never know. We're fortunate enough to live walking distance from the station, so we walk down here and get our steps in before we get on the air. But yeah, please go check it out. There's some great shows. There's a little PayPal button there on the right if you'd like to donate a little money. It's all community led. We pay dues to be on the air here. We actually pay to do this.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to pay us to do it? I guess. and we're here every Saturday from 2 till 4, and we try to do theme shows every week, have a little fun with it because we can. It's freeform radio here.
Yeah.
We used to have the junior DJs in with us much more than we do now.
Yeah.
But we're keeping the family going.
Work, social life,
hanging out with their parents.
Yeah.
Although I had a really good time last night with DJ Charlie and Anime. I went to see the Giants. Sadly, lost at the end to the Red Sox, but it was a great game with a good friend of mine, DJ Eden Grego. He was with me, and then we went over to Bottom of the Hill and met up with his kids, met up with our kids, and it was an all ages show.
Yeah,
and then the Motts and his fam showed up. It was great. It was just like old times. Like we all got together and went to see a live show late at night. It was great. I was pretty toasty though. I'm feeling it today.
We all came home in a it was like a blizzard that walked in.
Yeah, we all had a few.
I was in bed with both cats awake because I was waiting for everyone to return, but it was like a bombshell when y'all came in.
It was a lot of fun.
Lord.
I'm still feeling it today. softly. All right, so we've got the final two acts, I think. Liam's going to take a break now and Noel's going to take over, and I think he'll play two of the next three songs for sure.
Okay.
But I'm hoping he plays all three.
Okay.
And so here's the little let's take it down a notch. Everyone just take a chill.
Yeah.
Liam's got to go.
Chill out. Rest his voice. Have a little honey and tea, maybe.
Maybe play a little tambourine in the background.
Yeah.
Toodles.
Toodles.
I would like to leave this city. This old town don't smell too pretty, and I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. And when I leave this island, I book myself into a soul asylum, 'cause I can feel the warning signs running around. You can give me the dreams in your mind, and You know I'd stay, but I just can't stand it. And I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. And if I could leave this spirit, I'd find me a hole and I'll live in it. And I can feel the warning signs running around.
Well, that was my favorite set.
You got any batteries?
What?
That's what he says at the end of it sometimes.
I don't know. But that was my favorite set. Maybe unpopular opinion, but I like him more.
Well, it's funny because I remember they split up a few times, obviously. I've got my dates mixed up. I can't remember. But you and I were going to see them in Phoenix, right? Weren't we going?
Yeah. And when they canceled?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, so they canceled, I thought that was, so the September 94 is when they broke up.
Okay.
That time. Because they were in LA and they were coming to Phoenix next. And but I thought we were seeing them in 95, but I guess 94 makes sense. Because coming back from Spain. And, so I think it was 94. Yeah, it was 94. So he went up to, when he quit the band briefly, he went to San Francisco. He came up here to San Francisco and he wrote that song.
Yeah.
About the girl he met in The Hate.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Irish Greg does his tour, he points out where he was staying.
Yeah.
When he wrote Talk Tonight, which is your favorite.
Yeah.
Which I think is awesome. So we didn't get to see him because of the breakup, but we wouldn't have had that song. So
that's true.
So that was the Noel Block's giving Liam a break.
It Sorry, was. A Noel Block giving Liam a break. And I can't not think of the Royal Family.
With the first one?
Yeah. Because
Half the World
the
Away.
Opening.
So good.
It's the theme show, or the theme song, and such a great show as well.
And then the master plan in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great block.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think it was not that long later, maybe a year later, they were doing Oasis Unplugged on MTV, and Kurt Loder introduced it. And I have it on tape still. It's in the basement. It's down in the garage at home.
Oh, gosh.
And I've watched it so many times, I can do it exactly like how Kurt Loder says it.
Yeah.
Because Liam complained about having a bad voice. And so he didn't sing. So Noel did the whole thing unplugged, and Liam is up in the box,
whatever,
looking down and kind of making faces and heckling from time to time. And Kurt Loder says, "So here's Oasis minus Liam, or perhaps Oasis how they should have always been." And that's how he introduces it.
Ah.
I'll never forget that. And it was an amazing set, like that. Remember that? That was when you loved it. That was
because
when you heard Talk Tonight.
Acoustically, he can sing. He doesn't need any of the other stuff. I would argue Liam needs some assistance.
Well, he's a rock star. He just shouts.
He
you know,
is.
Like Liam,
he does.
You know, Robert Plant was the same. Robert Plant had
And when his voice was younger and like a little bit stronger.
Robert Plant, all the best frontmen are like that.
Yeah.
Bono, they all have that.
Yeah.
And their voice gets strained as they get older. And
makes sense.
Anyway, he's coming back on stage, folks. He's not done.
Oh, boy.
We got.
He still has the swagger, I'm sure, with his tambourine.
He's coming back on, finishing his pint, and he's going to play some songs for you.
A lot of F-bombs, I'm sure, as well.
Come on now.
Ain't no illusion. Try to click with what you got. Taste every potion. Cause if you like yourself a lot, psychosis, don't gotta lie.
Welcome back, everyone, to ES Beats.
Yeah.
You're listening to our Oasis set list for Oasis 25. The reunion takes place. It starts on the 4th of July in Cardiff. And it sounds like Sarah Runs in Circles will be there for one of those shows.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. It's been a lot of fun putting the show together. Although I do think there's some songs maybe in the wrong place now that I've listened to them like in order.
How do you mean?
Well, so I think Cigarettes and Alcohol probably comes earlier. Maybe when I played Acquiesce, I just kind of really want Acquiesce pretty early on, but I could see Cigarettes and Alcohol being where Acquiesce was in my playlist and then moving Acquiesce closer to the end. Mm. And then I had the wrong order there. It should have been Stop Crying Your Heart Out, because Liam would come back on and do a slower one that he sings, and then they get back into Rocket It with Go Let It Out, Cigarettes and Alcohol or Acquiesce, and then Some Might Say. Mm. And I wanted Some Might Say. It's not one of their bigger... I mean, it's a great song, but yeah. At the end, the way they go back and forth, the two of them, I could see them doing that for a long period of time and the crowd going nuts, and then they leave the stage to that. And then they come back for their encore.
Okay.
And so we should do the encore now. So if you... thank you so much for sticking with us today. We've been doing All Oasis. I realize that's a bit of a slog for some people, but for me, not at all. Can't wait to see them in just a couple of months, 3 months. It's going to be amazing. Just awesome. And I'm really intrigued to see what they do. I'm intrigued to see what the set design is. I'm intrigued with... because they were never really into that. It was always just
them
the
on
name
stage.
Of the name of the band behind them, some lights, no banter with the crowd except stuff you couldn't understand what Liam was saying.
And usually he was just swearing.
And Noel would just go through the songs, and then they would leave. And he still does that, you know. I mean, he does a little bit more with the crowd. He does a little more crowd work now. Both of them do. Liam's my favorite thing that Liam does. I've seen him 3 times solo now. And he does it every time, and it's hilarious. And it was the funniest when he did it. He opened for The Who here in San Francisco at the Chase Center. And he was getting to the end of his set. And, you know, it's a massive crowd.
Yeah.
Mostly, obviously, older people because it's The Who. And he says, who remembers a song called Wonderwall? And everyone went crazy. He said, well, fuck off. Here's Champagne Supernova. It was amazing. He does it every time. It's so good.
That sounds about right.
So good. Anyway, here's the encore. Thank you so much for tuning in today, wherever you tuned in from. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna play these last 3 songs and then probably bugger off ourselves.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us. We are ES Beats, Original Brewer and ESB. Just the two of us in the studio today, sometimes joined by a few others.
Yes.
And I think we're going to try and be back in the studio next week, although between now and the next show... I will spend a week in England for work.
You might be kind of...
So I might be a bit wiped. Yeah. So I leave late tomorrow night and come back Friday night. So we'll see how I feel. Probably not. But I might be up for it. Who knows? Toodles.
Toodles.
Maybe. Just wanna fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain? I just soaked you to the bone. Maybe I just wanna fly. Wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We see things I'll never see. Lately, did you ever feel the pain? change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova. Why? A dream, she never dies.